Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Andy Kosko. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Briggs. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Roberto Peña. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eli Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Slayton. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting third. The second baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Hotman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jay Johnstone. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Muser. Batting 7th. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Lee Richard. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Wilbur Wood. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilbur Wood. And now, play ball. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard misplays the ball. That's an error on Richard. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Auerbach trying to get to third. Kelly throws the ball into Melton, who tags Auerbach for the out. Two outs. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a fly ball into right field. Kosko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hotman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hotman hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs strikes out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña strikes out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards short. Auerbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peña fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peña fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald takes first base on ball 4. Jim Slayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slayton bunts towards first. Muser scoops it up and throws to first, with McKinney covering, for the out. Theobald moves to second. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Auerbach hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood bunts for a double play. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Melton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. One out. Andy Kosko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosko is 0 for 1 in the game. Kosko is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Muser scoops it up and throws to first, with Wood covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. McKinney hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hotman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hotman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hotman hits a pop-up towards short. Auerbach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnstone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Theobald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. Peña strikes out. One out. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Theobald hits a fly ball into left field. Hotman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-1 in the game. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Cosco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Richard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-0 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richard moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Slayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slayton is 0-for-0 in the game. Slayton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-2 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Harper steals second. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Auerbach is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Briggs, and towards Theobald, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. One out. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0-for-2 in the game. McKinney takes first base on ball 4. Ken Hotman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hotman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hotman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peña fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Andy Cosco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cosco is 0-for-2 in the game. Cosco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of John Stone. Cosco reaches second base with a double. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Richard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. Hermann drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Rodriguez out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnstone. The throw from Rodriguez and he is out, Auerbach applying the tag. One out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-2 in the game. Muser hits a pop-up towards third. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lee Richard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richard is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Richard hits a fly ball into right field. Cosco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Theobald strikes out. Jim Slayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Theobald moves to second. Jose Cardenal pinch hits for Jim Slayton. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. Harper hits a fly ball into center field. Johnstone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0-for-3 in the game. Auerbach hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hotman. Auerbach reaches second base with a double. Theobald scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into left field. Hotman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Bell now pitching. Wilbur Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wood is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peña fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Andy Cosco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cosco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cosco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Mitchell pinch runs for Andy Cosco. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-3 in the game. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-3 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wood fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.